Hi, I'm Evie. I'm here with In the Loop, and I'm here with James Min, the three-time junior men's champion and current senior men's bronze medalist. So, hi, James. How are you today?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
So, how did you first get introduced into figure skating?
So I started skating when I was 10 years old, and I actually got introduced by my auntie. She took me to a few public sessions, and then I just like tried it out and just had so much fun on the ice. It was just going around really fast, and yeah, it just went from there. And then, because she was an adult skater,
mm-hmm.
and then yeah, it just went from there. And I just loved it, I guess. Yeah.
That's nice. So what did you say is like the differences between competing at like an international event versus like an Australian one at home? And like, is there a difference between like the crowds or the energies?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like the crowds in Australia are a lot more supportive, obviously, because like there's a lot of people that you know that support you. And if you compete internationally in places like Japan,
mm-hmm.
Let's say, or yeah, it's just as good, if not 1,000 times better, because there's like so many people watching.
Yeah,
like they're just cheering extremely loudly. Yeah, but there's not much of a difference, I would say. Just yeah.
What would you say is like your favorite place that you've competed at in your career, like traveling wise?
Definitely Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Japan.
Did you do a lot of exploring around Japan while you were there?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I'm like a big fan of Japanese food. So. Yeah.
So you competed last month at Asian Open Trophy,
yes.
Where you placed 8th overall, and you got the scores necessary to compete at 4 continents,
yes.
This season. So
yes.
How did that make you feel? Are you excited about possibly competing at Seoul in February?
Yeah, I'm just really excited that I got the score, because I only had that one comp to get it, because
mm-hmm.
I hadn't been on the international stage like as much the last season
mm-hmm.
or so, because it's been like a whole year since I've competed internationally. But yeah, I'm just so glad I got the scores and like definitely ready to get back into it.
Yeah.
Full on, yeah.
And it's such a big event too, I'm sure you
yeah,
must be
definitely.
Excited.
I'm extremely excited. It's going to be my first like big championship event if I end up going, so
mm-hmm.
it'll be very exciting.
So tell us a bit about your programs this season. So your short program is Moonlight Sonata,
yes.
and your free skate is Your Song.
Yes.
So what was the creation process like for the programs? Did you choose the music yourself?
Or? Yeah, so the short program, I chose with my coach. My coach also, my coach George, had a few recommendations, and we just chose like the best option, and I really liked Moonlight Sonata because I think it suit my style of skating, so we went with that. And I was like, yeah, I really like it as a short program. I can really express myself and
mm.
just feel the music and take my time. And for the free skate, I originally was skating to Your Song and a few other like Moulin Rouge soundtracks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then halfway through the season I actually changed it to Dreamland or something by
uh-huh.
a Swedish composer.
Okay.
And yeah, it's more contemporary, so
mm-hmm.
both programs I love, but yeah, this program is more mature and just yeah.
shows off a new side of you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So I've seen on like your Instagram social media that you're really into singing. Can
yes.
you tell us a little bit about how you got into that? Did you like take lessons or?
No, so it's just something I love doing, I guess, because I am a piano player and
mm-hmm.
quite musical. I did go to a music school. So yeah, and just always loved singing, and I just, you know, started posting videos one day and then my confidence grew a little bit, and you know, yeah, it's just something I love doing, sitting at the piano and just singing is just the best thing. And yeah, earlier this year I actually was made it to the blind auditions of The Voice.
Oh wow.
So yeah, it was just, that was another good experience, but yeah.
That's so impressive. Wow.
A lot of fun things.
So figure skating is a pretty like non-stereotypical sport to be into for like in Australia at least.
Yeah.
So like in comparison, what would you say is like your most like typical Australian personality trait?
I'd love Vegemite. Like absolutely love Vegemite. What else do I do? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, I love Milo. Like
oh,
I'll
yep.
have like 10,000 scoops of it with
mm-hmm.
milk. Yeah, I'm not really a Bix fan.
Me
I'm
either.
Sure I do a lot of say a lot of Australian slang words and stuff. But yeah.
So the last question that I have for you is if you could let the whole figure skating fan community know one thing about yourself, what would that be? Something that like people might not know about you already.
That's a good question. I love sushi. Well, I think that's obvious. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me, James. And I hope you have a really good competition here at Nationals
this
week.
Thank you so much.